Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a good one. Then I thought after a break, I would catch up on ones I'd missed. They even made a joke about the screeching at the beginning. Thought, yay, okay, there won't be any. Started great. Then the screeching started. I had to turn it off. It's like nails down a blackboard.
Wow.
Still 3 stars.
That's Sam reading the reviews. But welcome back to part 2 of the Brits. If you enjoyed the first part, then this part will end more in my misery. So you'll probably enjoy this bit as well. Make sure you rate, review and do all of that. Caper. Follow
caper?
Us.
Caper?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Oh, I will be swearing if you don't like that.
And
go
Pete, apparently 70 years old.
Caper, that's a fairly normal thing to say, isn't it?
Bend a penny.
I'm not having a piss. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat and all that sort of stuff. At Staying Relevant Podcast. Yeah, and Chaz just said it there. Part 2. So anyway, once I'd walked off the red carpet, the first one to walk from the interviewing 10 yards, I needed to go out for a cigarette. Sam came with me, we went outside for a cigarette, and we were out there for quite a while, weren't we, Sam? Just getting, you know, the fresh air of a cigarette. Charlotte had to come and find us. So Chaz came and found us, and we were surrounded by the Met Police. Now, that sounds bad, but yeah, we I think there was about 15 of them.
There's a bit of backstory to this, actually, because where Pete's having a cigarette, he's come round the sort of the side part of the entrance to the red carpet, and he's having a cigarette, but there's little wooden sort of chips on the floor, and he's having a cigarette on it, and there's two coppers right behind us, and he goes, before they've even come over, he goes, I'm worried they're going to come over and tell me I need to move along. Anyway, and he's going to get moved along. And then lo and behold, 5 minutes later, excuse me, boys. And Pete looked at them.
And I literally went, oh,
Pete literally looked at them in disgust and was like, for fuck's sake. And they went, can we have a photo? And I went, how bad do you feel now, Pete? How bad do you feel now?
It's not exactly how it happened, but we're going to let that slip. And they were actually really, really lovely. So we had a little picture with it. I don't know if we were allowed to say that, actually, because I don't think they were allowed to have a picture, because then 2 minutes
later...
Yeah,
but they don't know who they are. They were the nicest ladies in the entire world.
Really, really, really lovely, actually. And then 2 minutes later, the rest of the force joined.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be watching the perimeter, but I think at that point, everyone had jumped over the fence. But yeah, they were really nice.
And actually, one of the commanders bought chocolates.
He did, not for us, for his team.
Yeah, so which is really nice of him.
Yeah, I don't know what relevance that has. But yes, the commander had chocolate with him.
You know what was really sweet?
The second in command was wearing socks. So
do you know what was really
big.
Sweet? The girl, the ladies came over and was like, do you mind if we have a phone? I was like, yeah, of course you can. Like, the things you do, like, you can have whatever you want. Just sort of brown nosing just in case as well. It was so lovely.
Yeah.
And then Pete admitted to them that when they walked over, he thought he was going to get done. He was going to do a runner.
Yeah, I said, normally when police walk towards me, I run the other way.
And which then got them, caught them off guard a little bit. And I think they sort of sat there and went, just keep your hand on your pepper spray, just in case.
I think that was more to do with the hugs that you gave them. So they manhandled two fucking police officers.
No, I just feel like everyone just wanted to have a bit of warmth. It was freezing out there.
Yeah, and that was that. So that was the red carpet. Job done.
Job done. Job done is exactly how people describe it as well. He literally left, put his mic down, went, that's job done, and then walked off to never want to do it again.
Ceremony time. So on the beautiful cards that I've got here, tell us about the ceremony. What happened? I'm going to start that off. No idea, didn't watch it. How was it for you?
Do you know how I know Pete didn't watch it? It's because I was on the floor where, like, the tables are and stuff, where, like, the music people, in quotations, go and sit. And I looked round because I knew which box Pete was in. So I kept on looking round. At no point point did I see you on the balcony ever. He was in there in the depths of the actual arena itself by the bar. He didn't watch any of the performances, none of the awards.
I was socialising. I was at the back of the bar buying tequila and just being a host with the most, which was lovely. However, it took me a while to get into it following the red carpet. So for the first hour, I think I would say I was a bit quiet. I then cheered up.
What do you mean it took you a while? I came up at the end and you weren't even there. You'd gone.
No,
you weren't picking up
your phone. No, that's not at the end, Sam. That was after the entire ceremony had finished and 2 hours after everyone tried to get a cab. This, you're talking about 12:30 at night. Yeah. The thing finished at 10:30. So 2 hours later, Sam called me and my phone, I'd left my phone in the cab. But this was after party time at this point. Now, after the ceremony at the O2, everyone struggled to get cabs. Every person struggled to get a fucking cab. It was fucking murder getting
how did,
there.
Yeah, so this is like quite a common theme, but me and people are actually sort of complaining to each other at the start of the night. We're like, we know how this is going to go. We're going to get shepherded out at midnight.
And then it's like a free-for-all with everyone trying to book Ubers and cabs. And
you're never going to get anything because you're at the O2 in Greenwich. So no one's getting home. Like, it's so hard. Pete's already left at this point. When did you leave, actually?
So, me, my manager, Liv, and her stylist had slipped out, gone to the Intercontinental and got a car because we wanted to beat the rush and get to the parties.
Liv left our table halfway through the ceremony.
So I was supposed to sit... Liv, come and join me. Because that's where the fun was at. But, yeah, so we left to go to the parties, which were all over the place. There was some were in fucking... There was one at 180, there was one at Nobu. They were all over the shop. We got in the car... And Liv, myself, Ellen, my manager, and Ryan, Liv's stylist, we were sat there and I said to Liv, I was like, are you drained? And she went, yeah. And I was like, should we fuck it off? And she went, yeah. So we went and just got pissed somewhere.
Where?
Sam, however.
Where did you get pissed?
Sam, well, I don't know if we can discuss where we went. But Sam, however, actually went to an after party.
Oh, no!
Unbelievably. But Sam obviously couldn't get out of the venue either and couldn't get a car because he's king of the jungle. So everyone, he was surrounded by people. So Sam got a police escort from his friends earlier in the night, I believe, who escorted him out, despite there being huge artists there. The king of the jungle was escorted out of the venue by the police. Sam, being a man of the people, then got on the tube. Yes, Samuel... Robert Courcy Thompson, with the double-barreled name, and the trust fund, got on the tube. Is it your first time on the tube?
I love the tube, mate, but you've actually got that wrong. I left, and at, the thing we agree on is it's so hard to get a cab from there, and I left at that, like, I always get left on the table, by the way. Always.
But that's because you stay to the bitter end when it's like the night's over.
No, but yeah, but it's polite to stay to the end. And
if you're the last one there, it's not that polite when the bosses have left.
Yeah, it was me and my boss are the last two people there. And I was quite pissed at this point. I had a few tequilas actually. And I was like, oh God, I'm a bit wavy. And everyone was trying to pile out of this thing. So I was like, I'm going to go up to the box and see if Pete's there. Pete's nowhere to be seen. And everyone else is there still, by the way. Nowhere to be seen. I'm frantically calling him. He's not picking up his phone. So I was actually like, right, well, Pete's ditched me. So Pete ditched me at the O2.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to redo this.
You Sam, ditched me?
No, I'm just going to redo this because Sam never goes out anywhere, doesn't do a fucking thing ever. No one else was there.
Yeah, it was me and the Hilton people.
Yeah, everyone else had actually gone because we all wanted to try and get out there because it was so hard to fucking get out. So he wasn't ditched. He was with all his friends from work, which I was not invited to.
I went and got, I'd bought my boss to meet Pete. He was like, I'd love to meet Pete. And so I went upstairs and he wasn't even there. So anyway, we go, all right, we've got to leave. We go into like, because when you go down from like the O2 foyer bit, it's just rammed because it's obviously like thousands of people there. And we met the really lovely police officer again. And she seemed to think that I needed escorting when I absolutely didn't. And she was like, let me take you through to the back entrance. And to be fair, at this point, I went, you know what, it might be quite good because there might be cabs at the back or like this seems like a secret way that like, you know, people can like cut through and get like a better car area. So she cuts me through and I bring like all of the team. I'm like, come on, guys, we're going to go through this way. There's this police woman. And she like cuts us through and she's like, no, you can't come here. Only these guys are coming through. I was like, this is VIP treatment. She takes us to the exit. It's just the exit. She basically just cut us through to the exit where everyone else was anyway. I was like, I could have just walked there. She actually took us further away from where we needed to be to the exit where everyone was coming out anyway. It was the most pointless manoeuvre we had ever done in my life. And there's this like queue for taxis and it takes so long. So I just went, fuck it, we're taking the tube. So I made the executive decision, took the tube. It was absolutely banging. Four stops, Green Park, there we go. And I nicked someone's seat.
So I've got a photo of Sam on the tube.
Dude.
With women staring at him in astonishment. This lady here, I feel like she may have just met her hero.
Where am I?
This is you.
Yeah.
At the bottom there. So
I had the table at this point.
Who was the team that you took there?
The radio team and Georgia, the agent.
The radio team and Georgia.
Oh, no, Georgia actually wasn't there. She's scared of tubes. So she took the bus with my boss.
Georgia, just in case you want reference, was the one that was scared of the imaginary fire last week as well.
She went on the bus with my boss, actually, because he was very sweet and took her on the bus. But I was on the tube and I had the table at that point. I was feeling sufficiently tequila'd up. And so I was just talking to everyone on the tube, making sure everyone had a great time. And we were vibing. The tube was great. I wanted to stay on there for a little bit longer, to be fair. And then we got off the tube and then tried to go to an after party that none of us had tickets for.
So Sam got in the cab.
Yeah.
This is Sam in the cab asking if Maya Jammer's going to be at the party.
Shut up.
Maya Jammer, because I've got a number, but I can't call
her. Shut up. No way.
Says, is Maya Jammer going to be there? Because I've got her number, but I can't get hold of her. As Sam was trying to get himself into an after party. Which after party was it?
I think it was the Warner one. I can't even remember.
Where did you go? The Nomad?
Yes, it was Nomad.
Yeah, that was Warner.
Yeah.
So this is Sam trying to get in. They had no tickets for the after party. However, King of the Jungle, Sam Thompson star, which he's done previously. I think you did it at the NCAAs. He got his entire team into the after party.
Yeah, I did, baby.
Sam, actual hero, saved the day. And as I say, and as we've mentioned a number of times in this podcast, Sam doesn't often go out. But when Sam goes out, Sam goes out.
Yeah.
As seen here at the after party. This is Sam swinging his tie around in the corner of the after party.
On a plinth.
Yeah. Sam became a podium dancer for the after party at Warner.
That was great.
How actually was it? Because I've heard mixed reviews from a lot of the after parties.
Yeah, look, the after parties are weird, man. I was in a really good spot. You know when you've had just the right amount of drinks?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm feeling real good right now. And you're right, I forgot about that moment in the cab. I wasn't saying I've called her. I went, I've got Maya's number. I was like, so if all fails, this will be the first time I ever call her. And it'll be to get me into an after party. And she's probably not going to pick up. And so we pull up to the Nomad. My agent's going, you're not going to get in. You're not going to get in. And I'm like, fucking watch me try. So I steam up to the front door. I go, I'm going to be honest with you. I think honesty is the best policy at a place like this. I went, look, I'm going to be honest. We've got no tickets. About seven of us. We've got no tickets. We don't know if you can let us in. But we're here having a go. What are you saying? And the guy went, in you come, mate. And he literally let all of us troop in. And he was like, mate, in you come, have a great night. There were fans lining the side of the street. I got given a potato by a fan, yeah. Me and another guy called Max Beagle or something. Belegde. Really nice guy, Max Belegde. We got given potatoes by a
fan. I think
fan.
I sat next to him last night. Oh, I sat next to him last night, blonde kid.
Yeah, he's quite nice, though.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Got given a potato. What the fuck is this? And then, so we go in.
Had someone specifically bought it for Sam Thompson?
I don't know. They're like, hey, go take this. I went,
or were they just
thanks,
hoping
mate.
To give a celebrity a potato?
Well, I don't know, but I had a potato.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And so I walk in, and they went, right, you're only allowed to come in here if you do this, like, video thing where that's the plinth bit, where it's like you got to stand on this thing,
I hate them.
And you got to like, and you got to like turn as the camera turns and look really cool. And I was quite pissed at this point, so I went, yeah, that's fine. So I took my tie off, whirled it around my head, and then did it under the legs like the towel.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
And at this point, everyone else that is presumably coming to the after party is watching Sam do that as they walk in, thinking we should have gone to the other one.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
We should have gone Sony.
It was amazing. Everyone's going, yeah, and I was like, come on, really vibing.
And what about the rest of the party? What stories have you got from the party? Did you meet anyone?
Actually, well, Maya came in and left, so I was like, oh no, I hope that's not because they've seen me, because I was literally at the front door. I was like, no. Stay. Jack Whitehall was there. I went up to him and I went, God, you're amazing. I went,
don't you know him anyway?
Yeah, a little bit, but not that much. Like, not enough to sort of like storm straight up to him. But I was, as I said, I was on a really cool level. So I was like, Jack Whitehall, man, how are you? And he was like, yeah, I'm good, man. I was like, you're such a good presenter. I remember when you did the Brits. And he was like, thanks, dude. So they moved in, and then Roman Kent was there, the nemesis. I went, Roman, well done last night. Well done, man. You smashed it. He was like, thanks, bro. And I was
Did you just wander around complimenting everyone?
Yeah.
You just shake hands and compliment everyone?
Yeah, it was just quite nice. Cool.
Lovely. Love that.
A lot of them were in there, and they were quite big dogs. So I was like, look at me slumming it. Not slumming it. Look at me shoulder to shoulder with the
Any legend. Big musicians, or were they all TV people?
All TV people. at one point...
Where do all the musicians go then? Because a lot of these after parties were just full of TB people, and I don't know where the actual... Do you know what I mean? Like, someone said the same about Sony and Universal. It's all TV. And considering it's a music awards, like, where do all the artists go? Is there, like, a secret
after party? There will be a secret
for like, the actual
artists. That's a really
artists.
Good point, and we because should it was try all and find that.
Because the after parties, everyone always goes, oh, yeah, we're going to the after parties. Everyone that I've spoken to has said, nah, it was all
I
right.
I wouldn't go again, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't go again. And not for any bad reason, just for the fact that it just wasn't... God, this sounds terrible when you are wearing a tiny weenie beanie, but like it was just full of tiny weenie beanies.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Everyone's in there in trackies,
yeah,
snapbacks, so, beanies, and I'm in a black tie. And I'm like, am I in the wrong place?
So what happens at the after parties, and to be honest, yeah, this is the main reason why when we came out and it was just so fucking hectic, me, Liv and Ellen and that just went, oh, I can't be fucked. Because after parties are always like that. But what happens with after parties like this, same as like NCAs and other things, is that people that aren't even at the event...
Oh, people who weren't invited.
...just come
yeah.
to the after party. So then you get a completely new set of dickheads.
Yeah.
So so a lot of people literally just go for the after party bit and for a fucking night out. And they're shit.
That's exactly what it was. And I was sat there going, God, this is just... not how I expected it to be. But the chips were banging.
Did you make them yourself with your potato? did you take me to the kitchen and go, just cook that out for me?
No, they were handing out chips. And I was like, this is unreal. And chicken nuggets.
Yeah, everyone always thinks, I think, when you do, like, all these sort of things, that after parties are quite cool and this, that and the other, and they're quite often shite. But there must be some really cool ones that obviously, like, that we don't know about.
There was a point where AJ Dudu, Big Brother host, and Will Best were there sort of doing the rounds. And this is terrible. My agent, Georgia, was like, that's one of the most degrading things I've ever seen you do. They were like... AJ was like next to me, but talking to someone else. And I went, AJ, yeah, AJ.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That reminds me of when we went to that fight and you did it to Maya. So that was that. That was the kind of Brits roundup. And then following that, you and Zara had some beautiful red carpet pictures.
We did.
You actually forced Chaz to walk out in front of all of the paps, much to Chaz. She was literally, I would describe your colour as cerise. When you came back, you were pink because of embarrassment. Cerise is pink, isn't it? Cerise. Check that, because if I'm wrong, then I sound stupid, but I'm sure that's the colour.
A very deep pink.
But you got some lovely content there. You didn't post any of the lovely content because what you decided to do was absolutely... But it went down really well. And just on that note, Sam then panicked.
Oh, fuck off. Don't... You can't.
Sam,
you can't... Wait, can I give you some backstory quickly? First of all, we hadn't done a Pete editing video in quite a long time.
Because we all must do that.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where we're like, this is the perfect opportunity because we all look quite nice. And I went, I'm just going to change something really small so he looks like himself, but just change something quite small so people don't quite notice.
And then he decided, no, I won't change something quite small. Because you didn't change something quite... Fucking did you? Oh, I'm glad you really enjoyed it, Charlotte.
And me and Zara put it up and went, this is going to be brilliant. This is going to be so good. Everyone's going to love it, love it, love it. And normally, Pete takes it in his stride and really, like, gets involved in it.
And obviously, everyone does love it.
100,000 likes.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, getting the likes.
Yeah, this is the beauty. The sort of beauty of the edit is,
I mean, the fact that you didn't notice means that you should probably go. I mean, that's some of them I can understand. But that one, if
he doesn't even know, look, Charlotte's just shown it to our video guy and he's just looked and gone, I don't even know what's changed. See, this is the beauty. You want to do the edit, right? So what, just for context, a photo of me, Zara and Pete, we put up on Instagram. It's on the red carpet. I put it up on my actual Instagram and I just edited a few small points, like I sometimes do, on his face.
Okay, so he hasn't edited small points. He's completely...
No, well, it's just little things. It's things that you already had, but accentuated.
Not really, because I've got a smaller nose than you.
And so,
but it's... he does them things and then they go everywhere and then everyone finds it hilarious and then that will now be used for the next fucking 3 months. So the moral of the story is, don't do Sam favours. Because this is the thanks you get. So in future, no favours. Even the picture, I didn't want to be on the red carpet and do it with them. But no, it'd be really nice. We'll all do it together because they pre-planned it. So that's the moral of the story, is don't do Sam favours, which is what I learned from that. But other than that, Brits, fabulous evening. Had a great time.
Are you not going to read the text?
What?
You're not going to read the text?
No. He just grovelled afterwards and said, brother, please don't...
Because he didn't like it or comment it. And then Zara got in my head and went, I think he's a bit annoyed.
Are you annoyed I edited that photo? You didn't write anything on it and now I'm worried I've pissed you off. Do you want me to delete it? I'm really sorry. I feel bad. I should have posted a nice pic of us, but I thought we'd be jokes. But probably not the best time, seeing as we just had a sick evening. Now, he wasn't that worried because he didn't delete it. But yeah, so
I got worried because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Because Pete then put a photo being like, and this is a normal photo because I'm not a dickhead. And I was like, oh no.
Yes, because then I wasn't going to post anything because I didn't really have any photos. And it was the only photo that I had. But then I had to post one so people could see that I have a normal face. And that's what happened. I was going to retaliate because I did one of Sam and Zara. But I didn't.
But you're not very good at it. You do too much.
It was quite a nice night. But or it could have been a nice night. But it was ruined from the start and ruined at the end.
Pete knew the moment we stepped onto that red carpet, it was going to be a long night. That's my favourite bit about it.
It was doomed. So for me, never again.
But I have to say this. We have the best times when we do red carpets. Like the best times. Because something always happens.
Oh.
Like, you always hate it, but because you hate it makes me want to go even more now. We have to go to every red carpet.
However, unfortunately, based on the two that I've had so far, I will not be doing staying relevant red carpets in future, unless I'm paid. So just for the record, I'm very excited about the NTA's one though, because that's going to be professional. Because as you all know from previous editing photos, what happens is the press just use them photos as if they're normal photos. So for now, for any time anyone Googles Pete Wicks Brits, or they want a reference. So for example, even if I went to the Brits next year, they may reference this year's picture. And that will be forever seen now of me looking like some sort of cartoon character. Or what is it, Ed? Someone said, I look like the person whose nose is attached to his glasses.
Sam Thompson fans say he's done it again as they spot dramatic change.
And do you know the problem with this press article? It's fans claim Sam has edited photo. They don't claim it's been edited. It's not a claim like, oh, we're not sure if he has. Look at the fucking photo. But yeah, so...
Look at that.
Yeah, so that's that.
Oh, it's so good. The nozzle on you.
Yeah. So, the Phantom Editor.
That's what you actually look like.
I know.
You look good there.
I know what I look like because I see it every day. But yeah, it's yeah.
That's what we turned you into.
I know, I've seen it. Yeah.
And then this is what we've turned him into.
But the fact is, when you look at the... when you look at, but when you look at the original and then you look at that, some people don't know it's edited.
Because it's done enough.
It's not.
But it's accentuated.
It's two different faces and yet people still go, I don't know if he's edited that. And what the problem is now is I've just finished with people, anything I do, go, oh, Sam's edited the picture again when it's just my normal face.
Yeah. Ooh, now, has he done his hairline?
Now it's just going to start up again. So thanks for that. We'll continue to have that on. So, and this is why I hate social media. Done with it. Done with it all. Done with all of you.
I love it. Well, you're not done with it because we posted the yee-haw video and you're wearing little gold boots.
Yeah, really painful they were.
You walked great in them though.
I didn't actually. You, surprising, but you've worn like stuff like that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought they were quite comfy.
I don't know how women do it, the heel thing. It's really hard to walk in that stuff.
For context, I basically made Pete do a TikTok dance to Beyonce's This Ain't Texas. This ain't Texas. Whoa!
You know it's Texas.
Ain't no holding. Yeah. You're on down, 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 down.
Yeah, in a suit in the rain, in the middle of Golden Square is where we did that.
In Soho.
Again, whilst Zara's mum held the bags of clothes to the side.
Zara's mum was there. I forgot about that.
And normally you get a reaction from people. Ted was there. Zara was there. Obviously her mum. And normally you get a reaction. Zara's mum looked horrified. She wasn't even laughing. She was literally just looking, thinking, oh, God.
Good God.
Very much not a fun part of the day. It was just after the meeting we had the other week as well.
Yeah.
Sam had invited Zara and her mum down specifically to the meeting and made them wait for an hour.
Because to film that video.
Just a video of me in a pair of gold booties.
And a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat.
Well, there you go. There you have it. That is our Brits content. You are up to date. And please, please, let us know if you want to see us do more red carpets.
Yeah, Sam will let you know all about his future red carpets.
No, we will let you know.
And I send me any questions you want for Sam for his future red carpets and we can ask him how it was, because I won't be there.
So there you have it. That is a full-blown Brits rundown of everything that happened. And what an evening. What a night. What a legendary time we had. I think it's actually Pete's least favourite event we've ever been to together, which has made it my favourite event. He's not even speaking. He's just nodding.
Rate, review and do all that sort of stuff. We love hearing from you. Trust me, we do. And follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat and the other stuff. What's the other one? TikTok. That's it. Always forget about TikTok because I still don't have it.
Tickety-tockety-doo.
Yeah. Do we have a lot of people on TikTok? Oh, nice. Yeah, do that then. Do the TikTok stuff. It's good.
We could do with a few more, though.
Yeah, all right. And tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your pals.
Not just about TikTok. Tell them about YouTube and the other bits as well.
And comment and review. We love a review. We read them. Apart from the screeching ones.
Yeah. Back to normal with a normal bonus episode this week, which is about you, because I'm sure you've heard enough about us. So join us on Thursday for a bonus episode.
Pete's a little bit ill, so he's going to take himself to bed, pour himself a little cup of Joe and a hot water bottle and a body.
Joe's coffee, isn't it?
He's going to pour himself a nice cup of tea.
I don't drink tea.
And put a hot water body.
Do you know what I do like, though? I like a hot Ribena.
You do not strike me as a Ribena man.
Oh, I love Ribena. Not as much as I like Vimto, but I like Vimto cold, but Ribena hot.
You know what Vimto is?
You don't know what Vimto is?
No.
Oh, don't be so fucking stupid, man.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Do you know, obviously everyone knows what Vimto is. Who doesn't love Vimto? Vimto so much better than Ribena cold. Do you not think? Do you not think? What in the fuck is wrong with
this? This ain't Texas. It ain't no holding.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.